I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Few were fooled by North Korea's attempt to prove its people were prosperous and free last week. The day of the sun celebration for Kim Il-sung's 100th birthday couldn't conceal the truth, says Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA.
They've been on the Open Doors World Watch List for 10 years in a row as the worst persecutor of Christians, and for good reason. There is 50 to 70,000 Christians held in prison.
Open Doors has organized a week of prayer for North Korea Freedom Week from April 23rd to the 29th. You can stand in solidarity with believers there. Resources are at our website. We turn next to Haiti, where flooding is just one more crisis hitting that beleaguered nation. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the rainy season started early this year. For the people they've been able to reach with water filters, they'll be less vulnerable to waterborne diseases that are coming. Cooking in wet conditions in close quarters means that accidents are coming too.
With the clinic always open, you're going to have more clinic activity because you're going to have more accidents as things slide down mountains, as people just naturally get hurt. So it gives a lot of one-on-one time.
And that means gospel opportunities. There's more to this story on our website. And teaching English as a second language typically brings to mind images of a classroom, books, a teacher, and students. However, one missionary has broadened her classroom to take on the virtual world. HCJB Global's Janine Rembus is launching Spotlight English Clubs via Skype soon. Through the English Clubs, people have opportunities to discuss the program's gospel content more deeply. Club volunteers have led people to relationships with Christ in these settings. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.